CNN Radio, I'm Tyler Beckham. President Obama says he'll do what it takes to back Israel and prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
The United States and Israel both assess that Iran does not yet have a nuclear weapon. And we are exceedingly vigilant in monitoring their program.
President told the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that military efforts are a viable option, too, but he hopes it won't come to that. With just 2 days until Super Tuesday, a new poll gives former Senator Rick Santorum a good-sized lead in Tennessee. An American Research Group survey indicates 35% of likely GOP primary voters back Santorum there, with 31% favoring former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich says he has no plans to drop out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination, despite calls from his rivals' advisors to step aside. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Gingrich points to rival Rick Santorum's own refusal to drop out in January when Gingrich urged him to get out of the contest.
He stayed in. He was running fourth in every single primary. Suddenly, he very cleverly went to three states nobody else went to. He became the media darling and bounced back.
Adding more fuel to Mitt Romney's run, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is endorsing Romney. Cantor is the first major Republican to make an endorsement. In Russia, about 43% of the ballots tabulated in the presidential election give Vladimir Putin roughly 64% of the vote so far. 37 are dead from this weekend's tornadoes. Now that Kentucky officials are reporting two more deaths. CNN meteorologist Rob Marciano is in the small community of West Liberty, where a twister ripped through buildings and flipped police cars along Main Street. He says the damage is breathtaking.
There's still some cars that were left here during the storm with winds of 140 miles an hour and just tore apart this area.
This weekend's huge storm system affects a lot of people, about 17 million in all the way from Indiana to Georgia. This is CNN Radio.